This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Well, after 2 years, things are finally getting back to normal. Starting today, those masks become optional at all Oshkosh City buildings. Yesterday, the Grand Oshkosh announced that they were making masks optional for all upcoming performances. The number of COVID-19 cases continues to fall, and now less than 50 people are hospitalized in the Fox Valley. Only 5 of those are currently in the ICU. We'll get a chance later today to find out more about the Mill on Main project. Very exciting. Madison developer T. Wall will sit down with the Plan Commission to review their Sawdust District plans for the very first time. The developer plans to build nearly 300 apartments, a private clubhouse, a small amphitheater, a restaurant, boat slips, and possibly a skating rink. The apartments include 1-bedroom, 2-bedroom, and 3-bedroom units. No word on how quickly work can begin. Page 2, another Legends podcast is in the works. John Bergstrom of the Bergstrom Automotive Group will talk about cars and the future of the auto industry. Details are available right now on the Chamber website. The Oshkosh School Board meets tomorrow night. They'll do a self-evaluation of the board first, then go into private session to discuss Superintendent Brian Davis's first few months on the job. Starting today, the Bridgewater Group is offering a free virtual Lunch and Learn series. The group is battling addiction and overdoses in Winnebago County. Today's Lunch and Learn is, first of all, getting help and family and friends support. The weekly series continues through April the 12th. Restaurant Week is back again starting on Thursday. It runs to March the 13th. Special menus are available with $10 breakfast, 3-course $15 lunches, and $27 3-course dinners. Nearly 2 dozen restaurants are participating in this year's Restaurant Week. And this just in from Lake Winnebago, the sturgeon spearing season has wrapped up again. A harvest was down as compared to last year. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again on Thursday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC.